Okay, like I said, you've seen him on Late Night with David Letterman on HBO. He's only in Chicago twice a year. This is one of the times, so let's hear it for him. Big Chicago welcome, Mr. Bill Hicks, everybody.
Keep it going for Vince and Dion. Vince and Dion, give some love. Yeah. Give some love. Love, 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 love. Let love rule the room. Let love rule the fucking room. How you doing, folks? Yeah, me too. I've been on the road doing comedy now for 12 years, so bear with me while I plaster on a fake smile and plow through this shit one more time. Jeez, and it's magic every show. All right, clock in. Sorry. Right, the front row. So it's going to be here. 7:30 show. What the fuck did that start? What is that all about? 7:30 p.m. What is that? I had to set my alarm for this show, man. I really did. That's scary, actually. But everyone likes the daylight in the summertime, and I like the night, and I like the wintertime. So there you go. There you see me in a nutshell. Thank you very much. One other confirmed demon in the room.
I do like the ice cold and the night. I do enjoy the starlight and the beautiful wisp of breath coming out.
I'm not a big fan of the summertime for a lot of reasons, and I'm going to enumerate each and every one, ending with a dick joke. Sorry, I gave away the formula of a routine there.
I took the mask off.
Hello. You know, because everyone, the summertime, everyone goes to the beach, and I do not like the beach. I know that sounds blasphemous to the masses and the hordes, which I'm sure many of y'all are part of. But I don't fucking get the beach. The beach, the beach, the beach, the beach. Let's go to the beach.
Man, let's go to the beach. When you look to just live at the beach.
What is the fucking deal, man? It's where dirt meets water, all right? That's about the end of the mystical fascination right there. Dirt and water have met.
Woo!
Can't get over it. I have a bathtub and an imagination, and I'm staying indoors this fucking summer. That way I can listen to music I like, you know, so. Which I think adds to the enjoyment of the beach itself. Maybe I'm just jealous, man, because everyone down there is perfect, tan, white teeth. I got white skin and tan teeth, you know. Just not my environment. You put me under a neon beer light, I look pretty dang cool. Particularly it's one of those blinking ones. Oh, forget about it. Stud muffin. Who's that guy? What guy? That guy. Where? There. There.
I look best in shadow.
I'm so fucking pale, man. I take my shirt off at the beach. It's like a prism. People say, Bill, put your shirt back on. We can't find our towel. All these moths are bumping into me. Which is weird, because I'm curious as to what moths bumped into before electric light bulbs were invented. Did the light bulb screw the moth up forever, or what, man? Poor fucking moths, huh? They could have been bald eagles by now on their evolutionary path, except that light bulb really distracted those fuckers. First light bulb ever turned on. Billions of moths. What is the fucking deal with that? It's where light meets dark. Get over it. It's their own personal little beach. That's what it is. What did they do before you know, light bulbs. Are there moths on the way to the sun right now going, it's going to be worth it? Hell of a commute, and I don't envy the moth. If any blood starts trickling down from here, you will tell. Okay, great. I will go head first into your ashtray, I think, and I'm going to...